Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. For some reason, maybe because he was such a genius, Beethoven seems to be the butt of more jokes than any other composer. Not all the jokes have to do with music, but some do. Your parents and grandparents probably know the song Roll Over Beethoven. Chuck Berry originally made it popular back in the 1950s. This version, by Electric Light Orchestra, even quotes Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. That's not the only popular song to use Beethoven's Fifth. A disco hit from the 70s is even named for it, A Fifth of Beethoven. It's no joke that in World War II, Beethoven's Fifth took on a whole new meaning. Back then, important messages were still sent by telegraph using Morse code, and dit-dit-dit-da is Morse code for the letter V. After British Prime Minister Winston Churchill declared a campaign called V for Victory,
of the great efforts of the Allies,
the BBC, British Public Radio, started playing the first four notes of Beethoven's Fifth before all news bulletins. Beethoven never married, but after he died, someone found a very passionate letter he had addressed to My Immortal Beloved. No one knows who the Immortal Beloved might have been, but she turns up in a Beethoven joke that takes the Fifth. The joke goes that the Immortal Beloved was threatening to leave Beethoven because he didn't pay enough attention to her. Beethoven said, "That's ridiculous! You're everything to me! You're my life! You're my inspiration!" And she looked at him and said, "Me? You're everything? Your life? Your inspiration? Ha 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 ha!" And then there's the joke about a man who's wandering through a cemetery in Europe and stumbles on Beethoven's grave. He's very surprised to see Beethoven sitting up in his coffin, furiously erasing his music. So he asks, "Excuse me, Mr. Beethoven, what on earth are you doing?" And Beethoven snaps back, "Can't you see? I'm decomposing." Bits of Beethoven also turn up in amusing ways in movies. And that's not even counting the movie about the dog named Beethoven and the sequels, Beethoven's Second and Beethoven's Third. The Beatles, one of the most famous rock bands ever, made a movie called Help that uses Beethoven's music. When the drummer Ringo gets trapped by a snarling tiger from a German zoo, his friends tell him,
"Don't worry, all you have to do is whistle famous Beethoven's famous Ninth Symphony.
Come on, come on!
Freidaschöner Gott erfunken Tochter aus Elysium, ihr betreten Feuertunken, himmlische dein Heiligtum, deine Zauber finden wieder, was die Mode sprengt hat."
And Beethoven puts in appearances in musical theater, too. All through The Music Man, the phony professor Harold Hill claims he can teach kids to play musical instruments using the think method. The piece he wants them to think is Beethoven's Minuet in G.
La-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da, la-di-da, la-di-da.
My favorite use of Beethoven in musical theater comes from You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, based on characters from the Peanuts comic strip. One of them is the piano-playing Schroeder, who idolizes Beethoven. As Schroeder plays Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, Lucy tries desperately to get his attention, but you can tell it's not going to work.
"Do you know something, Schroeder? Yeah.
I'm sure Beethoven would be amazed at all the places he's popped up. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it at WGUC Cincinnati with Tim Lanter and Bruce Ellis. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.